Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Eagles Live Podcast, Super Bowl edition. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Slow news day on Monday. The Eagles will meet the media late in the evening. It's the opening night of Super Bowl week, and until then, it is slow. So I spent the day at Radio Row. Now, Radio Row is an area where all of the television stations, all of the radio stations, all of the media are headquartered. And this year, it's a very unique location in the Mall of America. Inside a mall, inside a food court, you've got hundreds and hundreds of members of the media gathered, broadcasting, looking for celebrities, and that action really picks up as we get closer to Super Bowl Sunday. For right now, though, I wanted to get some ideas from the national media about this game and about their opinions. Will the Eagles beat the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52? Without further ado, from MMQB.com and Sports Illustrated, the great Peter King talking about this game, and will Brian Dawkins make the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Peter King from the MMQB.com, and you're here with SeatGeek this week, so I know that's pretty crazy. Two questions, Peter. One, what do you think happens on Sunday?
I think that no one on the Eagles will play anything other than a good football game and will not be intimidated by the stage. If you're Nick Foles and you play one of the best games of your life in the NFC Championship game, what's going to make you scared in the Super Bowl? And the thing that impressed me about the way they called that game, Doug Peterson, the way they designed that game, Frank Reich and his staff, is that they said, hey, Nick, we know you haven't thrown the ball very well downfield since you came back, but we got a bunch of plays in this game plan and we're going to call them. What's going to happen on Sunday? I'm probably going to pick the Patriots later this week, but I really think the Eagles are going to play well, very well.
And then number two, will Brian Dawkins be voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday?
I'm very bullish on Dawkins. I think he's I like John Lynch a lot too, but I probably like Dawkins a little bit better. The other thing is, Dave, we, as a Hall of Fame committee, there's 48 of us, we have to do something not only about the imbalance of defensive players in the Hall of Fame, we got to do something about the imbalance of safeties. We've been terrible at putting safeties in the Hall of Fame, and I hope we address that this year. I would love to see both Dawkins and Lynch get in. I'm probably going to be more bullish on Hall of Fame Saturday on Dawkins.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, Dave.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. From SiriusXM NFL Radio, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, understands the aura of the New England Patriots, the mystique of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. He also knows that the Eagles match up pretty darn well with New England. Here is a little one-on-one time with Ross Tucker of SiriusXM Radio. Ross, what do you think here? You know, you've watched the Eagles closely, you've watched the Patriots. What do you think for Sunday?
I think that Peterson, much like he did against the Vikings, is going to have to really let Nick Foles go. I don't think he can pull the reins on him like he did against the Falcons. I think he has to let Nick grip it and rip it and hope that Nick plays as well. Look, he doesn't have to play as well as he did against the Vikings, but I think he has to play better and make more plays than he did against the Falcons. And personally, Dave, I think the best chance for the Eagles to win is if it's like a 10-plus point game, because I just keep coming back to, if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, it's a three-point game either way, who do you think is going to win? Brady and Belichick or Peterson and Foles? That's why I think the Eagles, I don't say blow them out, but win by double digits.
How about the idea that the Eagles are a better football team at the line of scrimmage?
There's no question. They're better on the O-line. They're better on the D-line. That's how they beat the Falcons. That's how they beat the Vikings. But those teams also didn't have Belichick and Brady. But if they don't dominate up front both sides of the ball, they have no shot. None.
The mystique of Tom Brady, has he played great this season? Is this his best season ever?
I don't know that it's his best season ever, but the mystique is real. I talk to guys like James Devlin, their fullback, and he tells me even when they were down against Jacksonville, they still knew they were going to win. And I think the opponent deep down knows that they're going to win too. I think that's a problem. Hopefully the Eagles don't feel that way.
What will Philadelphia be like after a win on Sunday?
I don't know. I'm supposed to fly back to Harrisburg, but I'm flying back to Philly if they win somehow just to experience it. I don't know, but I want to find out.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, see ya.
Hi, I'm tight end Brent Celek, and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Touchdown, Brent Celek!
And Finally, as I walked into Radio Row on Monday, I had a chance to sit down with some of the Minnesota Vikings radio guys, including their play-by-play voice, Paul Allen, who I asked what he thought about the Eagles' chances to beat the New England Patriots, and he said he looked back at the game when the Eagles whipped up on the Vikings, and he watched the film, and he saw something in the defense that was extremely impressive to him. Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Go ahead, please.
Well, football team played great. Wobby's on the right angle into the Super Bowl. It's being way underplayed because Wobby and I watch games back. And we watch back every week all 22 of certain situations where, like Monday, I rolled in and I said, I want to see every Case Keenum pass. And we watched every single one. And to a man, and I shared this on my radio show last week, out of all the film watching he and I have done, and we've done a lot over the years, I have never, ever, ever seen a secondary cover up receivers 95% of the game the way the Eagles secondary did. It was impeccable, the work they did. If your Eagles team plays 95% as well as it played in that game against the Vikings, you will be Super Bowl 52 champions.
I agree. 95%, not 90%.
No, 95. Because, I mean, you are going against football immortality, down 25 in the third quarter of Super Bowl 5-1, and found a way to come back and win, David.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live Podcast Super Bowl edition for this Monday. We'll have more for you, of course, each and every day throughout the week, so make sure you tune in, take part. I want to make you feel like you're here cheering the Eagles on in Super Bowl 52. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting this all together. Thanks to you for listening. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-T-L-E-S!